Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Well, hello, my singles, and thank you for joining me on Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. I am Kiki, your matchmaker and dating coach, helping you find the love you've always dreamed of. I'm a certified relationship coach for singles and a matchmaker, and have been working with singles since 2006 when I started my matchmaking agency in the Washington, D.C. area. You may visit my website at KikiStrickland.com for more information about me and my services and all the events that I have coming up. You can also read about me in Ebony Magazine if you go to Ebony.com and look under the love and dating section. All right, we are talking again about prison records, convicts, prisoners, because we've been talking about your dating dilemmas. And a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the bad boy and how many, many of you out there still like the bad boy, but is it a good idea to date him? And we talked about, and had a few guest speakers, we talked about if you're just looking for fun and to kick it with somebody, great, the bad boy will work for that. But if you are looking for a serious relationship, nine times out of ten, the bad boy is not the one that is looking to settle down and to be a husband or father to you and your children. So you have to take into account what values you want the man to have. And unless the bad boy you've chosen has those values, then you may want to keep it moving. Last week, we did the first part of prisoners and arrest records and ex-cons, and we talked about, would you date someone who had been in prison or had been arrested? Why or why not? What if he or she had all the qualities that you do want, but they had been in prison before? Would that deter you from dating them? What if they were a changed person? And I mentioned that there were even a lot of pastors who have a history or a background of a life not so so upstanding, but they've totally changed. They're new people, and they are now living lives of legality and upstanding citizens in the community. And I really believe that you should give them a chance. If they are no longer the same, if they have served their time and have moved on and are now leading a regular, upstanding life, then they're a new person and maybe they do deserve a chance. Today we're going to be talking actually about people who are currently in prison and whether you should give them a chance. And we talked about a few well-known people that have been in prison, like Tim Allen, that comedian, actor from the Home Improvement show and a couple of movies. We talked about politicians and civil rights activists like Martin Luther King and Al Sharpton. Even Nelson Mandela served time in prison. And Judge Mathis always talks about his time, his earlier years where he was quite the criminal, but that he got himself together, went to school, got his degree, and is now a judge. And so we know that even though men and women could be in prison, that doesn't mean that when they get out, they're going to continue down that path. Although the statistics are pretty strong on recidivism and committing crimes again. One of the other things I wanted to mention before I bring on my guest is the whole situation with Apollo and Phaedra from The Housewives of Atlanta. Because you know that Apollo had been in prison before when he and Phaedra met. she knew that he had been in prison and that he had a record, had done some things that he wasn't proud of. However, he did appear to be on a different path. And I do remember there was even an article applauding their relationship and how he had changed and how he was even reaching out to teenage boys to talk to them about staying on the straight and narrow path. But as you know, Apollo has now been sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for a $2.3 million money laundering scheme. So he is currently in jail, and Phaedra, his wife, did not stand by him throughout the trial. She didn't even go to the courthouse and support him on that. And she is filing for divorce, it seems, at least according to the show. We don't know all the real details, but according to the show, it looks like she's about to divorce him and that she wants nothing to do with him. Now, there's a lot of opinions about that. Some people think she is dead wrong for not standing by her husband. And some of you out there think you would do the same. If your significant other or husband committed a crime and went to prison, you would be out of there with a quickness. So let's talk about that. And also the fact that Apollo has been on television on The Housewives, and a lot of people know who he is. I'm willing to bet you that there are thousands of women right now who are trying to find out where Apollo is in prison and sending him letters and gift boxes and all of that because they are interested in dating him. He is very handsome. He definitely worked out, has a nice body, and women are probably trying to get at him while he's in prison. I'm pretty sure. So anyway, I have a guest speaker today, a gentleman who's going to share his opinion of dating criminals, prisoners, while in prison. And I also want to ask him how he feels about dating an ex-con or someone who has an arrest record. His name is Isaac Mance. He is a marketing guru with several years of experience at different companies that you have heard of, like Target, Cisco, The Break Company, and a few others. And he has done dating seminars for me on marketing yourself to get your Mr. Right. And he also has done some mock dates for me where we give ladies in my Married in 2 Years or Less program feedback about how they are on a date from a male perspective. So let me bring him on. Mr. Mance, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you for joining us today on this interesting topic about men and women, but mainly men, because my audience is mostly female, about dating someone who has either a criminal past or maybe who currently is in a prison, and we want to get your opinion on that. Now, last week is when I talked about dating an ex-con, someone who used to be in jail, or maybe you're dating someone and you find out that they had been arrested for something. What is your take on continuing to date someone after you find out the information that they might have had a criminal past?
To me, it still boils down to knowledge is the key. It comes out to, am I knowledgeable about what they did? Are they currently doing it? Like, for example, if they were a drug dealer, are they currently selling? Because if so, that concerns my safety. I heard you mention the money launderer. Does he have the $2.3 million? Can I get some of it? No. But
some of the women are probably thinking, yeah, he's still a millionaire. I would date him.
Oh, I'm sure there are a lot of them. But really comes down to what they were in for. You were talking about, like, Judge Mathis and Martin Luther King, those were in for a peaceful protest. And if it's something like that that I agree with, like there were people, I'm sure, we saw some of the looting in Baltimore, but not everybody was looting. And some people were probably arrested for doing peaceful protesting even in Baltimore before the looting started. So, the peaceful protesting doesn't bother me. If it was 20, 30 years ago and they got arrested for possession of drugs. They did marijuana in high school, but now they're an adult. Oh, that doesn't bother me. What it really comes down to, like I said, how long ago did they do it, and are they currently doing it? Mm-hmm. And, of course, what they did.
What the crime was.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with that, and that is something that I touched on last week, too. I want to read something from TheGuardian.com about women dating men behind bars that I just came across. And it was written by a gentleman, I believe, who had been in prison. Or that might have been another article I was reading, actually. It looks like this one is written by a woman. She's talking about some of those dating sites out there that are for inmates to find women or men on the outside. And she's saying in this article that she has met a number of prison personnel who tell me that they are concerned about the women who write to male prisoners who have committed serious acts of sexual violence, and how some of the women may be pen pals and falling in love with men who have committed crimes like domestic violence cases or sexual assault. And this whole article is saying that you would want to avoid the type of man that had done something involving something sexual or something involving assault against another woman.
Again, it's depending on what he did, how long ago. Because you got to remember, sometimes the assault against another woman, without knowing the complete circumstances, you're hearing one side of the story. Like, for example, there was a guy charged, a black man charged in the state of Georgia for statutory rape that he did 8 years. He was sentenced to 8. He did, I think, 4 or 5 of them. But the statutory rape was because he was 18 and he had sex with his 16-year-old girlfriend. He was a senior in high school, so he was charged as an adult. She was 16 going on 17, so he took her to prom. At the prom date, they had sex. Now he's a sex offender. Does that mean he's a horrible sex offender for life? No.
Right, I see what you mean. And that was a racial case, right? That was a case where the parents of the girl were very upset that they had had sex, and it was because he was black and she was white, and they actually had him charged with statutory rape, and he was put in jail, and he had a record. Right, you do have to figure out and find out exactly the details, what happened. That's a good point. That's the
and you also have some.
He had to register as a sex offender.
Yeah, he is registered. He has to be. He's legally a sex offender. You have other cases where it was a assault against a woman, and later it was found to be self defense because she attacked him. So you know Then there are those stories of you have people that went in jail for attacking a woman that was beating up or attacking their wife or their mother. So if it's self-defense or defense of another, without knowing the – I don't think you can generalize. I think if they are – you know, again, it's how long ago was it? Because people do stupid stuff in their early 20s and teenagers. So – was he a 21-year-old that hit his high school girlfriend 30 years ago? And that was the last time he did anything? Okay, well, it was wrong. But do I hold something that he did 30 years ago against him without knowing the full circumstances? I would need to know more than just the crime. Again, it's how long ago did they do it, and are they still doing it? Because there's so many people that are, that's 30 years ago, that, you know, that would never
and
happen.
And innocent people. You're right. There really are some inmates that probably did not do whatever it is they're accused of. But, you know, people kind of laugh at that because everybody probably says they're innocent, and, you know, most of them aren't. But there probably are a good number.
There are several women that have falsely accused men, especially athletes or popular guys, of rape. and, you know, if they found out that they were falsely accused, that the guy that got off he was arrested and convicted of, it was assault on a woman, domestic violence, he got like 30 years. Or excuse me, it was a rape, he got 30 years in prison. He was just released a few months ago because they found him to be innocent.
That is a shame. Okay, so listen to this statistic. This says the U.S. government predicts one out of every 11 American men will be incarcerated at some point in his lifetime. One in four American men if he is black. So that's a lot of people. One out of 11 American men and one out of four black men. So that's a pretty large number of men that will have been incarcerated at some point in their life. This also says, and this is from loveaprisoner.com, which is a dating site for prisoners in jail to meet women or men on the outside. And this says that the war on drugs and federal sentence guidelines have succeeded to only one end, the quadrupling of our jail population. Between 1980 and 2000, the American prison system grew from 500,000 to 2 million people.
Well, you got, to me, I look at that as two ways. One, when you're saying 1 in 11, if I round it up to easy math numbers, 1 in 10, that means for every one person that you've met, that you will meet that's been in jail, you'll meet 9 others that have not. For every black man that you meet that has been in jail, you'll meet 3 others that have not. So the odds actually say there's a greater likelihood that they have not been in jail. The problem is those that have been in jail get more publicity and more, you hear more about them because of marketing. Bad news sells newspapers. But the reality is if you're 3 times more likely to meet a black man that has not been to prison, not involved in the prison system at all, than you are to meet one that has been, shouldn't you be focusing on those 3 versus that one?
Well, that's what we're talking about. Should you assume that you should focus on the one that hasn't been in prison? I mean, the one been in prison or the 3 that haven't. Isn't it okay to still possibly date, have a relationship with the one who has?
I would say it's okay and be open to all of them with the knowledge. Is it something, like, for example, if they were arrested for murder and they're still shooting people, that's not probably someone I'd want to be. So I want to know how long ago, did they just get out last week for stabbing someone and then they got arrested for a probation violation for carrying a knife? Well, that means they're still doing it.
Oh, and I mentioned that about Charles Dutton. He had done time in prison, and then when he got out, he was charged with carrying a firearm or some type of weapon which he wasn't supposed to have. Then he had to go back into prison. So that's true. You want to know how things have gone, how many times maybe they've been in prison. If they keep going back, that's definitely a red flag.
I would find out how many times they've gone, how recent it was, and at some point blank, when's the last time you did what you were arrested for?
I like that this one site actually tells you what they're in prison for and how long they've been in there and when they are getting out. Because there's a lot of sites out there, and women are using these sites, because there's a reality show that came out in 2014 called Prison Wives Club on Lifetime. And the Prison Wives Club is a show that profiles 4 women who fell in love with and are wed to imprisoned men whose sentences range from 10 years to life in prison. So the show is about how the women support one another emotionally, what's going on in their lives, how they go up to the prisons and visit the husband and have the conjugal visits. And it's just basically like a day in the life of these women involved in these prison relationships.
But you know what, unfortunately,
so you
a lot of that
and they probably met through these sites.
I was thinking, what unfortunately a lot of that comes out to, and we were talking about that earlier, really is your self-esteem. If you feel you don't deserve better or you'll settle for whatever you can get, you won't get better. And if you feel that you know these prisoners have the image of the lifestyle, one that you want, that's what you're going to get. What you seek, you're ultimately going to find. If I'm looking for a Christian, I'm going to find a Christian. If I stay fast to my search, if I'm accepting someone that does drugs, then that's what I'm going to find. If I want to be part of that brutality of the wife beaters, that's what I'm going to find. But you could also find men that did it in their past, but no longer did. I remember there was a story about a Washington Redskin who got killed. Well, he was in Florida. He was stabbed, actually defending his girlfriend. But he was in a gang situation. He'd been out of the gang for a few years, but one of the gang members found him while he was in Florida because he went to school in Miami. He was getting out. But what it goes to say is if they're getting out, you want to make sure, because of your safety, that they can still be got. Like, because she was killed, I think was attacked first, and then he was killed because of his gang relations. So you have to consider that, too. Is there going to be any retribution? If they're recent, like a year ago, the gang might not know that they're out, or more importantly, his adversaries might not care that he's saying he's out. So there could be a safety issue that you now have some gang members that are going to beat him out of the gang and will attack you.
Oh, goodness.
But
that's pretty scary.
Well, that's why it comes out to knowledge. If I know he's been out of the game for 20 years, it's less likely that anyone's coming after him. If he was a gang member last week in a drive-by, someone might be coming after him, which means if I'm with him, one of those stray bullets might have my name on it.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so we only have a few more minutes left, and I do know that my church, Zion, has an outreach to the local prison, the D.C. jail. They actually live stream our services into the prison, and I love that. I think it's wonderful that the inmates in the D.C. jail can hear our services. They might, when they get out, decide that Zion is their church, and they might actually become members of the church. There are going to be women at the church who may look to these men as their possible mate. And I don't see anything wrong with that. They've served their time. They're now out. They're coming to church. They're probably trying to get their lives straight. There's going to be some challenges, yes, because after being in prison, it's not going to be easy to get a great job and to reacclimate yourself back into society. But I have no problem with a woman dating a man who has just come out, long as, like you said, she knows about his past. She can see that he is now on the straight and narrow and trying to better himself. Don't you agree?
Well, to better himself, I think women always try and better men, and we can always change you. But to me, I'm better himself. That's a relative word. My big thing is know how long ago, what he was in for, and is he still doing it? I mean, like, for example,
if you know all that, it should be okay, right?
It should be okay, but if he was convicted for possession of drugs and you find cocaine in his house, he hasn't changed. If he was convicted of selling cocaine and you find weed in his house, he's probably still on that same path. He might not be in jail for it.
You will be able to see that once you are dating him. And then, yes, I agree, you should get out if it looks like there haven't been enough changes.
The key is, and I really can't stress this enough, is you should be able to see that, but I know you've had several clients over the years that have ignored the obvious. And don't ignore the obvious of he's getting clean, he's rehabbing, but he still has the drugs with him, he's doing that, he's still stealing. That's what I'm saying. You have the signs there, but women, because they're in love, like to ignore such obvious signs.
That is a good point. We do overlook things or hide our head in the sand. Very good. Well, thank you, Mr. Mann, for providing your perspective from a male point of view on this sensitive topic. I appreciate you joining us this morning, and we'll have to have you on again when we do another topic to get the male perspective again from you. So thank you.
That'll be fine. Look forward to it.
All right. See you soon. Bye-bye.
See ya.
All right, ladies, so you have a male perspective on it. I know that you're going to do what you're going to do, and I know that there are millions of women who are open to dating a man who is currently in prison, or these sites out there like loveaprisoner.com and meetaninmate.com would not be working. I do applaud these sites that are trying to help the prisoners. In fact, this one, loveaprisoner.com, even says that they're a pen pal service dedicated to those in prison because they know that 9 times out of 10, when you are incarcerated, you lose outside contact with the world. Your family abandons you. Your friends no longer want to come and see you. You're pretty much by yourself in there. And that's another reason why churches have outreaches to the prisoners, because they know some of them are very lonely and don't have anyone. This site says, our goal is to reduce recidivism by giving inmates the feeling of love, affection, and belongingness, which is instinctually vital to all people, both free and in prison. Recidivism is greatly reduced when an ex-offender has support from family or friends to return to after incarceration. So they do need some type of support system for when they get on the outside. The mission of this site is to give inmates a sense of hopefulness by connecting them to people on the outside world. And so it says it's a pen pal system, but it also points out that marriages and long-term relationships have resulted from this site. I particularly like this site because you can do a search by location, ethnicity, and even, I guess, specific prisons. And I know you probably can't do, state, if you click on the type of prison, it says state prison or federal prison. And I was looking through some of the profiles, and to be honest, some of the prisoners have written better profiles than you see on Match.com and eHarmony. They go into what they like to do, I guess before they were locked up, what they're into now, what they read, and they're kind of romantic. So you do have to be careful, because if you're thinking you're going to go into it with just a pen pal, guard your heart, because you may end up falling in love with them. They have pictures that they can send to you from in prison. Some of them are quite handsome. And like I said, this one actually lets you know up front what the crime was. I think the site has listed that, how much prison time they have and how much prison time they have already done. So if you are going to do something like this, proceed with caution. Make sure you keep your heart, guard your heart, and act wisely. You might want to consult with someone like me if you feel like you're getting too deep. So I hope this was helpful. Check out my website at kikistrickland.com to find out what other topics we're going to be discussing. And you can always send me an email at info@kikistrickland.com for your comments or questions. I have a lot coming up, so make sure you check out the website. In the meantime, happy dating, ladies.
hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place. And please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.